For today's homily, I'm going to need a few volunteers. Is anybody? Yes, ma'am. You right there had your hand up real high. Yes, you right there. I'll need one more. Yes, ma'am. The three of you, come on up. All right, so what I thought we'd do today is we do a little activity. So any of you have any drawing skills? Good, that's even better. It's more fun that way. All right, what I'm going to ask you to do is if you could pick one of these cards here. Pick one of these. All right. All right, you see that? What's on the card? I want you to put in your mind for a minute what you might draw with that description that you see there. Okay? And so while you're thinking about it, I'm going to give you some supplies here to help you on your way. Here's a clipboard. All right. And we're going to give you some markers. Here you go. Oops. See one more. Here you go. Here's a marker for you. Marker for you. And today, in the spirit of the gospel, let's handicap this a little bit. What two men came to Jesus in the gospel? What was their affliction?
Blind.
They couldn't see. So we're going to have a couple of you do this activity blindfolded. Okay? So why don't you put this blindfold on?
Okay?
Okay?
Okay.
Now, don't see. Don't cheat here.
Okay?
Okay? All right. I'll get your clipboard. Okay? Here's your clipboard. All right, and here's your marker. Okay, so go ahead and draw. Draw that picture that you saw, and you'll have nothing here, right? So here's your clipboard. All right, so y'all drawing? Draw away there with the blindfold on. All right, good luck with that. So as they're drawing, just a few words about the gospel today. There's two blind men that come to Jesus, and they can't see. And they say, Lord, have mercy on us. Have pity on us, please. And Jesus asks them a very simple question. He says, do you believe that I can do this? And their response to him was what?
Yes.
They didn't hesitate. They didn't say, well, you know, well, I'm not real sure about that. Now that we made this journey here, we can't see. We really have nothing to lose, but I don't really know if you can do this. Are y'all almost done drawing? You're still working on it? All right. Well, good job. So they come to Jesus and they want to be healed. They want to be able to see. And Jesus does so, and he heals them, and he says, look, by faith, I heal you. By faith, I heal you. By your faith, you are healed. And so we're blessed that we have a Lord that will always be there to rescue us. Okay? Okay, you want to take off your blindfold? Okay, that's actually, y'all did pretty good.
Whoa.
That's really good. Look, you're even impressed. All right, let's show some folks here that are sitting in the pew here. All right, do you recognize either one of these? Can you make out either one of these pictures? All right, this is blindfolded, by the way. Not too bad. Okay, so what do you think this one is?
A house.
A house. What kind of house? What kind of house? And what's this on this side? A stoplight, a car at stoplight. Okay, do you want to explain to everybody what your tag said? What did it say? You had a?
I had a car at a stoplight.
Car at a stoplight, not too bad. Car at a stoplight, and you had a?
A two-story.
That's pretty good, blindfolded. That's not too bad. All right, the person who had no blindfold and was able to carve out a nice picture had this one. Which is what? Who is that? Who is it? Jesus doing what? That's pretty good, see? So we have blindfolded and we have no blindfold. The reason that I did this exercise is to illustrate a point. This year we're celebrating a special year. Pope Benedict called this the year of what?
Faith.
The year of faith. And to have faith, we need to be able to do what? We have to be able to see Jesus, okay? By covering up our eyes, we're doing opposite what faith requires. Because faith is believing without seeing. In order to have faith, we have got to believe without seeing. We know that our Lord loves us. We know that He's present in our world and in our lives. But my friends, that's not a supposition that our society accepts anymore. One out of every five in your generation, in the millennials, does not identify with any faith tradition. They say, look, I don't have any religious preference. We're no longer in a society and an age where we just assume, yeah, God's real, He exists, it's self-evident that He's here. We're not in that kind of world anymore. And that's why Pope Benedict has declared this a year of faith. Because we've got to come back to the Lord. We've got to be able to open our eyes and be able to draw pictures like this. by believing in our Lord. It's not an easy world we're in. It's not an easy place. We need to have the faith that those two blind men did when they came before our Lord and said, Lord, we know you can do anything. We know that you can restore our sight. We know that you can just lay your hands on us so we can be healed. That's the kind of faith that we're called to have. We're called to have that kind of faith, to trust in our Lord, to believe in Him. So during this year of faith, we come before our Lord because we know we need Him. We know our world needs Him. In order to celebrate this year of faith, we can do a lot of awesome things. We can come to Mass, we can pray, we can use this time to energize our own faith life, to deepen ourselves and to deepen the world around us. But in order to do all of that, we need the strength of our Lord. My friends, He's real. Our God is real. We wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be gathered here today with our moms in this beautiful church if God's love wasn't real. We need to live our lives with faith, by taking off that blindfold of the world that surrounds us and says, look, you don't need to believe all that. We do need to believe that God's real. We do need to believe His love. So as we continue today to celebrate the Eucharist, we ask the Lord to remove our blindfolds so that we can see. Not so that we can physically see, but so that we can see His love, so that we can see His presence, so we can see His action in our world. May the Lord's love continue to strengthen us. May He help us fall deeper in love with Him. May He help us fall deeper in love with the people that we love the most in our world. And may the Lord give us the strength to be able to see with eyes of faith. Thank you guys very much for your help. Great job. Did you want to keep these pictures as a souvenir for your refrigerator?
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.